Saturday, 19 week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 to 29. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods which your father served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if you be unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, all the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But that for me and my house we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our father up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and who did the right side in our sight, and reserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the peoples to whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who live in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. But Joshua said to people, You cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a zealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions of your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. And the people said to Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen the Lord to serve Him. And they said, We are witnesses. He said, Then put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve, and His voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made statutes, ordinances for them at Shechem. And Joshua wrote the word in the book of the law of God. He took a red stone and set it up there under the oak in the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord, which He spoke to us. Therefore, it shall be a witness against you, lest you deal falsely with your God. So Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance. After the thing, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. Then children were brought to Him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away. Sharing of the readings. First, the theme. People need to put their complete trust in God. The first commandment of the Ten Commandments is the basic and most important commandment. It is basic because all other commandments are built on it. If a person does not revere and love God, he shall not keep his other commandments. It is the most important because it determines people's future. If they shall enjoy a happy life with God in heaven. Today's reading want to highlight the importance for people to put their complete trust in God. In the first reading, the leader Joshua, like Moses, before the passing away, gathered all the Israelites to explain for them the importance of believing and loving God. Then he commanded them to make a covenant and to swear that they shall sincerely walk in his way. In the gospel, Jesus was not pleased with his disciples because they prevented the children to come to him. Jesus declared to his disciples that the kingdom of heaven belong to those who live like children. Second, the analysis. The first reading, everyone must be responsible for what they do. Third point, the dialogue between Joshua and the Israelites. A wise leader is the one who knows the call and the importance of people's life. Like Moses on last Monday reading, the leader Joshua knew that believing in God and faithfully keeping his commandments are the foundation for the surviving of the Israelites. So before his death, he gathered all the Israelites before God's presence to repeat their oath. Joshua said to them, "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the God which your father served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." People have freedom to make their decision, as Joshua said to them. And if you be unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. The Israelites responded, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." They wisely pointed out three reasons behind of their decisions. First, what God did for them in Egypt. "For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and who did no trespass in our sight. Secondly, what he did for them during their 40 years in the deserts. He reserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the peoples to whom we passed. Lastly, what God did for them in the promised land. And the Lord brought our people before us, all the people, the Amorites who live in the land. They stated their decision to Joshua. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Second point, the punishments for betraying God. It is easy for people to say, but it is difficult for them to keep. To help the Israelites to keep their word, Joshua told them of punishments if they do not keep their word, and make them solemnly swearing to remember it. First, listing out the punishments, Joshua said, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a zealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions of your sin. If you forsake the law and serve foreign God, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good. But the people said to Joshua, nay, but we will serve the law. Second, swearing before God. Joshua said to the Israelites, you are witnessing against yourself that you have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnessing. He said, then put away the foreign God which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. Two things that people saw to do are to serve God and to obey him. Third, signing of the covenant. On that day, Joshua make a covenant with the people and make statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem. And Joshua wrote the word in the book of the law of God. And he took a red stone and set it up there under the oak in the sanctuary of the law. Then Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness against it, for it hath heard all the words of the law which he spoke to it. Therefore it shall be a witness against you, lest you deal falsely with your God. Second, the Gospel. For the kingdom of heaven belong to such as the children. Third point, why did the disciples rebuke them? Children are often noisy and running around. Their acts affect adult conversation and prevent them to sleep or to rest. The disciples noticed Jesus are so busy with his mission all day to teach and to heal people. Wherever he went, a big crowd followed him. children are running around and causing all kinds of problems. So they prevented them to come to Jesus. Understanding the disciples' good intention, Jesus did not rebuke them, only said to them, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. Through this act, Jesus wanted to teach leaders an important lesson when facing of the crowd's needs. When they choose to appear in public place, they choose to be with people. Do not insult and avoid them, because their mission and success likely depend on them. There are many leaders, after became well known, protect themselves by avoiding people, so they gradually fade and not many people shall remember them. However, Jesus did not spend all his time with the crowd and forget about praying and resting. He reminded his disciples, "Come away by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. See Mark chapter 6, verse 31. On another incident, Jesus made the disciples to get into the boat and precede him to the other side. Why he dismissed the crowd? Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And many times he left the crowd and the disciples to come to mountain to pray alone. See Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, Luke chapter 9, verse 18, and John chapter 6, verse 15. Jesus knew how to control his time and to behave in all situations. Second point, what do the adults need to learn from the children? Jesus certainly did not require us to be like children in all aspects, because the children also need to learn from the adults to become more matured. Some of the children's character are needed for the faith, for the adult relationship with God. Such as, first, children completely believe in their parents, not in themselves or others. We also need to completely believe in God, not in any worldly power nor ourselves. Second, whatever their parents teach, they obey. They do not rebel against their parents. We also need to have that kind of attitude when we listen to God's teaching. Do not argue or find a reason to protect our sinful act. Third point, whatever children need, they ask. Whenever they run out, they ask for more. They do not know how to store up. God asks us to do the same. We ask Him for our daily food, not for our lifetime. Do not store up when many do not have enough to eat. Application in life. Everyone must be responsible for their deeds and life. We should not claim on the previous generation, nor depend on the good deeds of the next generation. We need to have a firm faith in God, as the children believe in their parents. Do not let the business of life make us to lose this faith. Amen.